Do you know that nursing home care in California is currently running $12,000 to $15,000 per month? Do you know that the average length of stay in a nursing home is just under 2 years? You do the math. Can your family afford to pay $150,000 to $180,000 per year, if you or your loved one ends up needing skilled nursing care? Mine sure can't. I couldn't afford that. Most families can't. Can your family? So how is it that there are, at any given time, around 70 to 100,000 people residing in nursing homes across the state of California? Again, $150,000 to $180,000 per year is the cost we're talking about. Other than the super wealthy, and if you're the super wealthy, I'm not talking to you. Other than the super wealthy, how are all these normal, everyday, working Californians managing to afford it? Let's dive a little deeper into that question. First, it bears mentioning that very few folks carry long-term care insurance, as there just aren't that many great products. It's expensive. It was sold improperly to begin with, and people got turned off to it. So most people don't have long-term care insurance, and I mean most, like 90%. And so that's really not much of a factor in my conversation with you today. So how are all of these many tens of thousands of non-wealthy Californians managing to pay for their nursing homes? Well, some of them are exhausting all of the assets that they've worked a lifetime to acquire. Just to pay for residence, usually we don't know how long, in a skilled care facility. They're spending down bank accounts. They're cashing out pensions and IRAs. They're selling off personal property. They're liquidating their stocks and bonds. And the list goes on. Some families, and I know some of these, are even having to sell their family home, the beloved house where they perhaps lived for decades, raised their kids, watched the grandkids play in the backyard or in the swimming pool, just to afford the enormous expense of care, especially ongoing care that could last months or years, or God only knows how long. Some families literally, not figuratively, literally become impoverished. In California, it's hundreds and hundreds of families a year just trying to make sure that somebody they love, some dependent elderly loved one, receives the care that he or she or they, in some cases, need and deserve later in life. And we're all going, if you don't die young, you're going to get to later in life, all of us. Okay, but what if you don't want to become impoverished? What if you were hoping to keep your family home in the family? What if you were hoping to have a legacy that you could leave to your family? Do you know how many people who've spent time in nursing homes don't have a legacy to leave? What if you were hoping to do that? Well, if it comes to a skilled nursing home, the answer is Medi-Cal. Hi, I'm Bob Scrivano, and for over 35 years, I've been helping families all over California, including right here in Sacramento on KFBK, for 30 of those years, to deal with the issues of aging, the issues of dementia and frailty, loss of independence, the financial challenges, the paperwork, the bureaucracy, the logistics, the facilities, the caregivers, the administrators, the onslaught of difficult questions. How do I help? Number one, there's going to be a list, so keep track of the list. Don't lose me. Number one, I help as a care planner. What level of care is right for your aging loved one? Is it a nursing home? Is it independent living? Is it assisted living? Is it going to be home care? Who's going to be in charge? Who will provide the care? Under what agreement will that care be provided? Is there a power of attorney? Is there a trust? Is there an advanced health care directive? Do they specifically address end-of-life planning? Do they specifically address care planning? Well, Bob, my daughter can take me to the doctor. I understand, but what if your doctor isn't the one you're going to? What if you're in the emergency room and you have a strange doctor? What if you're out at a restaurant and you have a stroke and all of a sudden the ambulance picks you up? Where are they going to take you? Does your daughter or son or spouse have rights? What are they? What kind of care is right? Who can make decisions? What kind of agreement can they be signed? Is facility-based care is called for? What kind of facility? Assisted living, a nursing home, a hospital? These are the kind of questions I have a great depth of experience answering. Can't even speak today. Because I've been doing it for a long time. I've been in hundreds of nursing homes and hospitals. I've seen it all, folks. You can't name something. I've watched people die. I've watched people have strokes in front of me. I've watched all of that in 35. These are the kind of questions I have a great deal of experience answering. And I can help your family with that. Number two, I help as a document preparer. I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. But as a registered legal document assistant, or LDA, I just renewed my LDA license the other day, I am authorized to prepare or to amend your estate documents, such as your trust, wills, powers of attorney, etc., at your direction and request. And I've been doing that for about 25 years right here, right now in Sacramento County, where I live and work. And I've been doing that for a long time. And I do all of that with an eye on long-term care issues. Who's going to take care of me? Not just who gets my stuff when I'm dead, but who can manage my affairs and has access to my stuff if I'm mostly dead. I just got a phone call today from somebody I've known, the child of somebody I've known is an only child, and mom and dad both, mom's dad died, and mom's currently dying. She'll be gone within the next week. And we spent a year lining things, everything up, back when everything was okay, because everybody in the family knew. And that child is now, he's an only child, is in charge of everything. He's going to be, what about you? I'm a care planner. What kind of agreement? I'm a document preparer. I'm not an attorney, but I'm licensed to prepare wills, trusts, powers of attorney, advanced health care directives, and I've been doing that for 25 years. And all of it with an edge toward dealing with, my experience and knowledge are unsurpassed as dealing with a specialist with your family on senior issues. And number three, and most importantly, I can help as a Medi-Cal specialist. While I can't know it for sure, it's probably safe to say, because I don't know everybody, I know a lot of people, that I am California's most experienced practitioner when it comes to Medi-Cal benefits. I've done over 1,000 cases, well over 1,000 cases. I don't even know how many cases. That I'm California's most experienced practitioner when it comes to Medi-Cal for long-term care. I've been helping California families and individuals to achieve and to maintain Medi-Cal eligibility for the benefits for themselves and their elderly loved ones since the late 80s. And let me tell you, in that time, I've seen it all. Literally, I've seen it all. I remember the days when I used to be able to go in nursing homes. You can't do that anymore. And I'll tell you, folks, I've seen it all. No one knows now anybody more than me, because I just submitted an 89-page Medi-Cal application. and I knew how to do 89 pages with support documents. You know, it used to be you could call up, you could get to a worker. They'd send you 15 pages of stuff and you'd send it in and it would get it. No one. We don't have to do that anymore. But everybody on Medi-Cal, I just got one today. They have to do a redetermination. And they got on Medi-Cal under the old rules, but the redetermination is under the new rules. And so they'll have to abide by the new rules, which they don't know anything about. No one has been paying as close attention to all of the legislative and bureaucratic changes that Medi-Cal has undergone over the past decades. When I started doing this, each county only had one paper manual. One for the whole county, and it was paper. Now everything's digitized. That's how long ago, how long I've been doing this. As a matter of fact, all of the terrible, draconian new regulations that I've been talking about since the first of the year used to be the law back when I started doing this. So even though nursing homes weren't as much more affordable back then, folks, Medi-Cal eligibility was narrow and difficult, and it is narrow and difficult more so now. And yet, in all the decades of working in this field and helping California families, I've been able to help hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of families. I don't know how many, but a lot. I've been hosting my radio show, Assets in Aging, right here on KFBK for, 25, 30 years? I don't know. I'm the author of Navigating Frailty, a book I wrote about 10 years ago on remedies to some of the difficulties of elderhood in California. I am genuinely knowledgeable about the challenges older folks, including me, because we're all getting older, are facing, especially in California, and I'm proud to have built a career out of helping them. I'm proud of what I've done. I'm proud of being able to help people wade through a system that's unwadeable. I don't know if that's such a word, but I just use it at times. It's just unwadeable. It's just draconian. It's just monolithic. It's just, you can't even talk to a person anymore. You just sign up for a computer over the phone, and you open a case. Nobody knows where the case went. Nobody knows who has it. For instance, let me give you a for instance. I'm working on Medi-Cal for a new client, and I filed a Medi-Cal case in a county. I'm not going to tell you what county, because it doesn't matter what county, because they'd all be the same. I've been waiting 2 weeks since I filed, 3 weeks since I filed, because I just got it this week. And finally this week, I got a case number. The nursing home needs a case number to prove. So in the meantime, my client, the nursing home, thinks she's lying because they have no proof that a case has been filed because it took 3 weeks to file and get a case number. And so now I have a case number. I'll call them. I don't know who I'm going to talk to. I don't know who has the case. I have to find that out for myself. But I know how to do that. I know how to do that. I've been doing that in Sacramento and around here for 25, 30 years, folks. A long time. Nobody's better at this than me. Nobody. Nobody. Well, if you're looking for a chance and you're looking for help with a care plan, with care planning or some estate documents or with Medi-Cal long-term care, or if you just want to get some questions answered regarding your loved ones, your elderly loved ones, here's your chance. I'll be hosting a free workshop. That's coming up on August the 8th. If I did that right, I believe it's August the 8th. Let me double check because I use a paper calendar. Yes, August the 8th. August the 8th at 10:30. You can sign up for it right here right now by going to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. It's limited to 12 to 15 people because that's all I can put in a room. That's it. 12 to 15 people. And if you're serious, don't come if you're not serious. If you're not serious about making changes in your life and looking at the world and instead of rose-colored glasses and reality glasses, the glasses that say I'm going to get older and I'm going to become more frail. And I, every senior I've ever talked to says the same thing. I don't want to be a burden on my family, Bob. Well, by not having a plan, you're making yourself a burden on your family. Because they don't know what you want. They don't know where your documents are. They don't know what your passwords are. They don't know where you bank. They don't know, have a copy of your trust. I can't tell you in the LA fires how many trusts would have burned up and it would have been an attorney's paradise because they had a trust, but it burned up in the fire and they never gave a copy to anybody. So now who's in charge of stuff? You have a chance to make a difference in your family's life. You really do. You have a chance to make a real difference in your family's life. Do it today. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Sign up for a free appointment. Sign up for a workshop visit. Sign up for my webinar. I do one every month, first Wednesday of the month. It's free. All you need is a screen. You don't, and nobody's going to see you. Nobody's going to hear you. You need a screen and a microphone. That's all. I mean, a speaker. That's all you need. It's your choice, folks. It's your choice. You're going to do what you're going to do, whether I like it or not. And so you're going to have to decide whether this is important to you. You have to sign up in advance. I don't like walk-ins. I'll take walk-ins, but I don't like them because it shows they're telling me by not planning this in advance, they're not taking any of this seriously. It's serious business. You know, I've said this 1,000 times. A third of the people in the United States don't even have a funeral plan. And last time I checked, I don't know for certain, but last time I checked, death is like pretty much 100% of certainty. I mean, that's my best guess. Last time I checked. And yet one third of the people in the United States haven't done anything about a funeral plan. But it's 100% likelihood that you're going to go. Remember, none of the tens of thousands of Californians that are living in nursing homes or assisted livings or memory care units or wherever it is ever thought that such a thing would happen to them. Nobody ever thinks it's going to happen to them. I have people that come to me and it's clear to me that dad or mom has dementia. And they'll sit there and say, no, we're doing fine. Dad just has a little memory issue. No, he doesn't. He doesn't remember what his birth date is. Or what did he put his pants on? I had a client used to walk around the neighborhood with his pants off. And they'd go looking for him. How many of you have received a silver alert on the phone? They used to do them. I don't know if they do them anymore because nobody pays attention to them. They were called Silver Alert. Looking for an 80-year-old man or woman last seen in the vicinity of 1234 A Street in Rio Linda or wherever it was. We all used to get those. And the helicopters would be flying over the house or the neighborhood looking for dad or mom, somebody that wandered away from home. Because nobody ever thought it would happen to them. It's going to happen to any of us. It could happen to all of us. It happens when we least expect it. All of a sudden, dad's fine, and then dad's not fine. Mom fine, then mom has a little heart attack. Blood flow to the brain goes down, and all of a sudden we have issues. And by the way, Alzheimer's isn't the only form of dementia. Last list I looked at, there were 7 to 10 different kinds of dementia. My dad died of vascular dementia. He had congestive heart failure and lung failure, lack of blood to the brain. You have dementia. It didn't matter what you called it. My brother and I had to deal with it because we were looking it in the face. We could pretend it wasn't there, but it was there and we knew it was there. We could see it in front of us. How many of you can see it in front of you, but you don't want to see? You can sign up for a free appointment. All my appointments are free, especially during the month of August. I'm emphasizing appointments. Bring the family. Please bring the family. Well, my daughter said she'll take care of me. Yeah, and we don't want to be a burden on our kids, so we accepted her offer. Yeah, what have you done to prepare her for that? Does she have the right to get into your financial stuff? Does she have the right? Well, yeah, she knows who my doctor is. That wasn't my question. Does she know where your doctor is, who your doctor is? Does she have the authority? What if you have a stroke and the ambulance takes you to the nearest hospital and your doctor ain't there? Who can make decisions in the hospital? And I've seen that happen more than once. So who can make decisions in the hospital if you can't make decisions in the hospital? Who's it going to be? Well, Bob, I don't know. If you think that the prospect of you or your aging loved one ever needing a nursing home is just too outlandishly unimaginable to bother preparing for, not care about, not want to talk about, not want to think about, then think again. Because it's all happened to somebody we know and love already. Someone you know or love has already been down this road. You have a choice. You can make a difference in your family's life, or you can pretend to roll. You remember the magic eight ball? It would look like a dice and there was a floating thing in front of it. And the eight ball, you hoped you didn't get the eight ball. You hoped you got something else. Well, the magic eight ball has a propensity in life for coming up when we least expect it. How many of you played poker with Joker's Wild? And you did it with your friends or your family, or you played penny ante poker. And you thought you had no hand, and all of a sudden you drew a jack, and jacks were wild, or queen, something was wild, it didn't matter, and all of a sudden you went from a loser to a winner, or all of a sudden you had two twos, and you thought you were going to get three, and you got three twos, but somebody beat you with three fours. Life has a way of reminding us that we're not in charge. Life has a way of reminding us that it could jump up and smack us in the face at any time. Are you prepared? Call me today. Don't wait until tomorrow. Do it today. Go get a piece of paper and pencil and write this down. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Write it down. Call me now. Set up an appointment. Get to a workshop. Take it seriously. For the love of your family, for the care of your family, I hope you'll take this seriously. If you really don't want to be a burden to your family, then be prepared. Be ready, and be ready for the issues of aging. Because you don't know when it's going to hit. You don't know when it's going to come. None of us do. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Thank you so much for allowing me the privilege of doing this for 25 years. I'm going to do it as long as I can because the message will never change. Life has a funny way of throwing curveballs at us. As my wife says, sometimes life will give you the sticky end of the lollipop. Be ready for the sticky end of the lollipop. Be prepared for your family's sake, if not for your sake or your spouse's sake, for your family's sake, and do it today. To do today rather than later. 800-999-8007. Sign up for my workshop. Sign up for my webinar. Go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. I hope you all have a great day. I hope you'll all take everything I talked about seriously. And I hope you'll remember, as always, please be kind to each other, and thank you so much for joining me right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Bye-bye.